Yes, sir. You already know what time it is, man. This is the DSA podcast. We are the Dirt Stop Affiliates. I'm your boy, Shaw.
Hey, what's up, y'all? It's your girl, Teddy.
Yes, Lord. It's your country cousin, L Boogie, baby. What's happening, people?
Hey. And this is a podcast where anything we'll get to talk about is good, man.
Y'all trying to hold that laugh in, laughing at me.
I'm trying to hold
the
laugh in,
and
I'm trying to work this big ass phone I got.
He's going live in three.
Well, I'm so used to you saying two, and then I'd be like, that nigga stopped at three, and I was like, oh shit. He pointed.
Just some of the shit we go through, people. Never know what'll happen here.
If you gonna throw me straight mad ball, you can't fuck around and throw a curveball and expect me to hit it.
Be ye also ready.
And then I'm sitting over here with this ragged ass.
Oh, man.
Hey, Apple. I said it before, y'all need to tighten the fuck up. Charge us all the money and the quality started out good.
What's good, black people?
It ain't good no more. Nothing, man. I mean, everything good. Everything good.
Did y'all see that live where the woman had her cousin with her? She was reviewing a product. And she asked her cousin what she supposed to deal with. Her cousin took it, smelled it, and said,
oh, yeah. And then try to flip it at the end.
So I use that every day.
Oh, bro, that shit was so funny. Bro, she was looking at her like, bitch, she is watching the live right now. Like, you tell her this shit ain't good.
Well, I got me, she said, well, why she had to send you this one?
Oh, man. Bro, that shit was so crazy. Hey. Yeah, I saw that one. That shit was so funny,
hey,
bro.
Lesson learned that shit. Do that shit by yourself.
Right, bro. And the way she asked, she just knew she was finna give a dope review. I don't like this.
This shit funny.
Oh, my God.
I said, oh, shit. And you just see old girl face like,
oh,
bitch.
I
just
said, it's fine. It smells good.
I'm on backtrack now,
nigga.
Oh, my God.
Why she backtracked there like that shit, bro?
You just killed that, your sponsorship. That shit
was like hell funny, bro. Said, golly, talk about being honest.
Hey.
Man.
She was honest.
Straight
she
up.
Honest.
I mean,
she's
gotta
honest.
Respect
she's
it.
She gonna have that cousin. No goddamn more. This is the first and last time.
You do better. Get your life together, man. Shit. This ain't the one.
It's gonna be the first and last time that cousin get on that line.
By the way, I'm not asking her nothing else. Damn, but I'm talking about, bro, she was so straightforward with it, though, bro. I'm talking about she was straightforward, too.
Oh, man.
Had the disgusted face look and everything.
Nah, you can't walk that baby. You just gotta live with that one. You can't even walk that baby. It's a good product. It don't smell that great, but right. Man, I suggest you use it if you want shit to be
right. I just don't like the smell personally.
She took it all the way
there. Man, that shit down, yeah. I saw that one.
Hey, man.
That shit, that was so fun. I was like, damn. Some of us trying to help her.
Hey, with summer coming up, man, we right around the corner, too. Like, these months moving. Bam.
So, yeah.
Summer around the corner, I was thinking, what's some of the best places to go in the United States for summer?
Cause oh, damn.
Think about all the...
Wait.
I
thought it
was
in Georgia.
Nah, it's
okay,
United States. Georgia, the fuck gonna go on summer vacation or Georgia?
You'd be surprised, bro.
I get it, but hey, man, it's Georgia.
You'd be surprised.
It ain't goddamn. You only got one city in this bitch that look like New York, and it ain't even close.
Agreed.
You know what I'm saying?
What you
got one city in the whole state that got tall buildings. One. Is it a no? If it is, point me in the direction. I ain't been there yet. But no, in the United States, some of the best, because a lot of the COVID shit starting to relax a little bit. People thinking about getting out in the roads, seeing shit. People ain't been nowhere. People ready to go somewhere.
I'm one of them, goddamn.
Damn right. So what's some of the best places in the United States to visit on summer break? Well, summer break summer if you vacation. Got kids. And if you just want to go out in the summer. My first thought will always be Las Vegas.
Las Vegas.
No, that's just me. You got a family. Don't take your family to Las Vegas.
Tell them how you used to say it. Tell them how you used to say Las Vegas. You saying that shit, Teddy.
Right, where you going from? Going to Las Vegas. Nobody.
I gotta get that, bro.
Yeah.
That's just because I want to gamble, though. I just want to gamble. Don't take me to Biloxi.
I would say Miami.
I can see Miami.
Miami sexy. That's for sexy people. Sexy people. Come to Miami.
See, I'm more different. I'm throwing. Let me go to Yellowstone.
I knew you was gonna say some shit like this. I was like, this nigga gonna say something.
Say Arizona,
he said, I thought you was gonna say the Grand Canyon. I bet he gonna say some sight shit. Paul Hype Ranger type shit. Walking Texas.
Well, at least you know your butt, man.
Yellowstone National Park. Ain't Yellowstone like. Yellowstone, which one is it? Got the
geysers.
Yellowstone.
Yeah.
I
wouldn't
mind
seeing. That's one reason why I want to go.
Yeah, I do
want
to
see
it.
And to see the bison.
The
big ass bison.
Shit, man, they got some fucking buffaloes over here. No, you just ride with them. They close to the bison.
I done seen them.
I saw a buffalo. I said, that riding the world. I said, damn, that's a buffalo.
I want to see the wild.
I've seen the buffalo,
right,
bro.
I want to see a wild.
I want to see the wild.
You know what I want to see?
Like, I want to see a wild kangaroo.
Okay.
I don't want to go to Australia.
I want
to
see
a moose.
I don't want to see one of them motherfuckers up close to me.
What?
Yeah, they'll punch. They'll kick the shit out of you.
Punch that motherfucker back. I don't like that. I'm about that line. Y'all ever see that white man punch the kangaroo by the dog?
I seen that.
You ever seen the white man get a goddamn head beat in by the kangaroo? You seen that one.
Yeah.
He got the hell beat out of him by the kangaroo.
He got fucked up.
Man, what? I want to see a moose. I want to see a live ass moose. Them bitches big as shit.
My cousin, when he was driving trucks up in that area, you know, like when them bitches come across the street, it stops everything. But he said instead of coming across the street, they started walking like down the middle of the street. He said when that bitch walked by him in the, like he was in an 18 wheeler now. He said if he wanted to, he could have literally just reached out and touched that
bitch.
That's how big them bitches get. I was like, yeah, I wouldn't mind seeing something like that.
But yeah, you said Miami, Yellowstone,
too,
really?
Yeah, bro.
I can see that camping.
I ain't never been camping. I'm just not.
And that's one. That's
another. I don't think black people think of camping.
I ain't just
no. They don't, cause I'm trying to do camping for my birthday.
I can go camping if you let me take a trailer. And that technically ain't camping.
No, I'm gonna put a tent up.
I don't say put a tent up, I
wanna
throw it out there
and
pop up. But
yeah, I ain't trying to do all the extra now. Let me get
tent though.
I
saw that shit there, like. You damn near put a bed in there for
them? Nah, they got them bitches set. They got somewhere it's section all like that bitch got a living room area. Right. It got bedroom.
That tent, I think me and Tess saw the same one. That bitch was so player. I was like, okay.
Yeah.
I stay in there.
I do some shit like
that. Player right there. Boy.
Get me a cot, throw that bitch off in there.
Yeah. Well, I know we going to Florida in October. It ain't summer.
Fall break.
Okay.
That sounds like fall break. October fall break for school.
I've been to Florida and all this shit during the summer for being the world. But that ain't play B in the summer. Man, that ain't play B. It's not.
Like, I want to go see my restaurant.
Same theme park. Yeah, I
just want to see it.
I get it. My Grand Canyon, I probably would.
I would like to go see the Grand Canyon.
I would want to see that.
Yeah.
Yeah, Niagara.
I'd like to see Niagara Falls. My dad, my mom and dad and them went.
What the fuck Niagara? On the border of Canada and... And what? New York or some shit?
Nah, it ain't New York.
Upstate New York or some, above New York?
I think it's
shit?
Buffalo.
Buffalo?
I think it's Buffalo.
Okay, Niagara Falls, something like that. That's a big fucking waterfall.
Yeah.
That's weird. That's a big fucking waterfall. Yeah, I want to see that.
Mm-hmm.
Summer vacation.
See, I would be the one to get on the boat.
It's a boat that go out there? Oh, no. I ain't
yeah, take you out to the fall.
Nah, we gonna do no shit like that. We gonna stay right here. And I can take a picture right here. I ain't gotta get my
water. Like, they had you put on, like, punch-ons and stuff like that.
I'm gonna be on the punch-on on the little cliffs, you know, so you can still feel the little
yeah, you can get the breeze off of that, off the cliff.
But, in the boat?
You know, some people, they get on the boat ride and ride out to it.
Shit, me. No. I want to go down. Well, like you said earlier, do people go to New York for summer? I heard New York pretty hot during the summer, though.
They do. But I think it, I don't know, I've always heard a lot of people, when they go to New York or something like that, they're going to actually see, like, family. And staying with family.
I ain't never been
as opposed to like vacation.
I ain't never been to to the upper states while it was summer. Never. It's always been
cold.
Fall or some shit like that.
Yeah.
That's something to think about. New York probably wouldn't be a bad little summer little check.
No, we went to Maryland.
Just go see.
We went to Maryland one year. I want to say it was summertime. And that wasn't bad at all. Like, my damn, our cousin had me, we was on bikes, just riding through the city of Maryland.
Now, I know, Jay, you said Miami. Miami be hot as fuck during the summer.
Oh, hell yeah. Shit, even in the spring. Even in the spring. Shit be hot as fuck, bro. We went spring, bro. We went spring break.
Miami.
We did.
I ain't gonna lie, I went in
no
building
when it was fucking hot. We did. Bro, we did Orlando and Miami, because we stayed a whole week. This one, Airbnbs wasn't called Airbnbs, but we had a whole goddamn house that we rented for spring break.
Yeah.
And three of them days, I left. Like, we stayed a whole 7 days. So three of them days, we drove down to Miami. We just got one big suite. Everybody stayed in one big suite for those 3 days.
That's hard,
though. Yeah. Because that way, you know, everybody go in on that, you ain't paying enough. But, man, they were hot as fuck. Them 3 days we down there in Miami, why they were hot as fuck? Yeah, even Orlando was hot.
Man, they want to see, we was in Orlando.
Orlando was hot as hell.
They got damn heat. I was about to say, man, fuck Mickey and Minnie Mouse. Let's go. It's hot.
Shit be hot, boy.
But I get why people.
And especially in the theme park, ain't no trees. You get no shade.
If you do see shade, about 50 minutes.
Be like in a seat flag. Go stand in there. They call that shit the cool zone.
She be missing.
Damn near take a bath in there. Shit, you
be sitting there. You just stand there and come out so wet.
Yeah, but.
Yo.
Ted, you had mentioned something earlier about going, where you say you were going? Hiking?
Arizona.
That's another place I don't think. I mean, I would not go. I don't know if I want to go in the summer.
Arizona is straight hot. No humidity. It's just straight hot.
Just think about it in the summer, though.
It's heat. Yeah, it's dry heat. It's dry. Hot.
Yeah, see,
if it's 98, that's what it is. I'm 98.
No, it'd be like 105 over there.
Yeah. I'm convinced that states like that, places like that, that's where the devil
is. Now, I would like to be honest with you.
Straight up, that's where the devil live in.
I would like to go to, I would like to visit New Mexico.
Oh, yeah. I would like
to visit New Mexico.
Yeah. What's in New Mexico?
I don't know.
Yeah, damn. I ain't never heard nobody say.
But I would like to visit it.
Like to visit Alaska in the summertime.
Oh, yeah.
I
want to
see the Northern Lights.
I
want
to visit Alaska. I want to visit both times when it's dark, 6 months,
that'd
and when it's daylight.
But that'll be a trip right there, though.
But see, you think about it, depending on when you go, you're going to catch one of those.
You know what I'm saying? That'll be a trip. Yeah. Like, you walk out the high.
It's 1 a.m. It's 1 a.m. and it's bright as hell.
You get ready by 9:30. God damn. Sun's still out.
It's bright out there.
Yeah, that'd that'd be a trick.
No, my homegirl Nicole, she was stationed above that.
I feel like I'd be sleep out of time if it stayed nighttime.
She said it was in the beginning, it was hard for her to adjust. Cause when she got there, she said it was dark.
Yeah.
All the time. So she said it was kind of hard for her to adjust. And then she said when it switched over and started becoming daylight, that was hard for her to adjust to when it came to going to sleep.
Shit, I ain't got no problem going to sleep today. I go sleep on your head.
I told her, I said, I'm going to have no problem with that.
Yeah.
I go to sleep.
Day, I can go sleep during the day.
Sleep.
For real.
It's staying woke when it's constantly night. Yeah. It's been a problem for me. Like, I wake up at 10 o'clock in the morning and it look like it's damn near midnight. I'm going to go back to bed. Shit, ain't nothing to do out there.
Ain't shit going on. But yeah.
But yeah,
the last one. And then the Northern Lights, like you said.
Yeah, I don't see that shit.
Them bitches be orange, them bitches be purple, green. Yeah. Like, that shit.
I don't
dope.
See that type of shit.
Yeah.
I don't see it with my own eye. Like, I'm the type of person that.
I've only seen a picture.
Yeah, I only seen a picture.
She sent me a picture when it was like an orange.
You see,
orange and a greenish.
I like that.
She sent me a picture.
Like, I'm the person that go outside and watch for media showers and shit like that.
Yeah.
Like, so I
have
a little
look. Well, you know, we stayed sitting outside
just look
gazing
up.
Off in the
But see, that thing about y'all neighborhood where you grew up in,
you can see
with no
shit.
Fucking street lights. So everything pitch black.
We had one.
Yeah,
right up by the high.
One in the midst of everything else. Oh, yeah. I'm gonna do nothing. You feel me? Just go on up street where ain't no lights.
Dog of hell.
Look straight up in the sky and that shit, just you can see
Especially
everything.
Especially with clear skies. Oh, man.
You can see everything.
So, like, you can literally get a picture of that shit.
But yeah, Teddy said, like, she gonna go out to mid. She going out to the Midwest.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And shit like that. What is in the Midwest? What's in the Midwest?
I don't know. They want to go.
Now,
like
I would like to see Canada in the winter.
Yeah.
I want to see Canada in the summer.
Cause no,
I want to go.
You know how they? You know how they have those pictures like in calendars. Where it be like just cocaine white snow, but it be like the woods. You already know I'm a nature boy, so I would love to just walk through shit like that.
Keep your ass out, no snow
ass.
You ain't seen the shit where they were snowboarding? They was somewhere snowboarding, right?
Yeah.
And the girl had.
She was recording herself in a
bow. The fucking bow chasing her ass.
Chasing.
She don't even know it though. She just snowboarding. Like, you stay out them goddamn mountains. They look like they were in some shit too, like in the wilderness.
But I would love to just see that shit. Like, I would still walk through that.
Well, yeah, because that ain't some shit you would normally get to do. Ain't no normal. You ain't gonna see no shit like that down here, baby.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, and then it's gonna be that pure white snow. Like,
Colorado
has that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Colorado. Northern
parts of
California. Yeah.
Oh, just
like, ain't that where they go skiing and shit? A lot of people go skiing and shit in Northern California.
It's just something about the countryside of Canada.
Get Canada, California. I don't know about that part of California.
Yeah, I'm sure they like that too, because you got to think about Alaska on that side. You know how it is up there.
That shit crazy. How the fuck is always cold or something? That shit crazy. It's always literally cold here. Then another part, it's always fucking burning up hot.
And then you can ride a goddamn four wheel across a goddamn whole lake. How
right.
That bit froze.
Fuck a four wheels. Them niggas drive
a snowmobile.
18 wheels across.
Yeah.
They do.
But yeah. Ice truckers, they used to be my shit. Them niggas have to drive across a whole fucking frozen.
No, they made a movie.
Ice truckers.
With Lawrence Fishburne. Lawrence Fishburne started, but he died early in the movie.
Can't kill out Lauren Fishburne. You're an ass if you kill out Lauren Fishburne.
Yeah, they had to drive across this big ass piece of ice.
Yeah, how they got that? How they get that shit up there? Yeah. Ice truck have to drive across that shit. That would be dope to see. Especially in the summer.
Yeah.
Because your mind.
Let me be in the helicopter watching
your mind
that shit.
Be thinking, hey, it's summertime, but everything fucking froze. Yeah.
So just imagine how thick that ice is for a goddamn 18 wheeler with product on the trailer. To go across it.
Mm.
Like, that bitch has to be thick.
Mm-mm.
I'm talking about thick.
I know I was sitting here and I saw one day where it had Nashville, Tennessee.
Huh?
I don't get that. Yeah,
I don't know what you're
gonna do or Dolly World.
They say it was one of the top places to visit in the
going
United
to Dolly
States.
World, Teddy.
I all wooded and all them wooded
Teddy, go on to Dolly World. We think we'll have some fun.
I don't know. But to be honest, a lot of people come to Nashville for the summer.
I was just going
to
say
that. I think it's the downtown atmosphere.
Isn't that the area where they got the street where you stand on one side?
I don't know. I ain't never been
there. It's like you stand on one side, you in... Oh, is that Kentucky?
Nah, they might be Kentucky.
You think, like, you stand in the middle of the street, but if you stand on this side of the street, you're in one part, and you stand on this side of the street, you're in the other part.
That
Kentucky.
That
is Simpson
shit right there. You in Springfield on one half.
And then
goddamn.
No, that's
Kentucky,
bro.
But I can't say the nightlife.
In Nashville?
That might be why it's on that list.
So that could be what it is, the nightlife.
I didn't know Nashville had a nightlife. Like, a lot of people, I hear a lot of people be like, when I was working at a job, and they used to send people to their place in Tennessee, and it just happened to be like 20-something minutes away from Nashville. Everybody was so happy when they would like ask a volunteer to go over there and work at the place. Everybody was happy because they were like, well, going to Nashville, boy, draft weekend. I'm like, what the fuck is it to do in Nashville? Draft weekend.
Downtown, like.
Come to find out, that was the year they had the NFL draft. They, you know, they had it in Nashville. So I didn't know they was bringing stuff like that into Nashville. Mm-hmm. So
because what's that? It's like the BET Awards, but for country music.
CMT.
The CMAs.
CMAs.
That's CMT Network.
CMAs. It always in Nashville.
Yeah.
Damn sure.
It always in Nashville.
What about Louisiana? Don't they have the Essence Festival in the area?
Yeah, you got the Essence
Festival. That's in the summer, though, right? I thought the Essence Festival was in the summer.
I want to go to New Orleans in the summertime.
I always thought the Essence Festival was doing the summer. They had a big concert.
I want to say it's the fall.
I always thought it was summer. Damn.
You know they got Mardi Gras.
Oh yeah, Mardi Gras.
Yeah, Mardi Gras. It's always something to do in New Orleans.
But I would want to go for the swamps.
Yep.
Oh, you a swamp people.
Mm-hmm. Bayou.
You a swamp people.
Get down there in that bayou.
I used to watch that
baby. I still watch it. I like that nigga that can't talk. That nigga, I don't know down there, man. You call that man. You gonna get that gator, man. How he talk. Damn, that nigga meet with Boomhow from King of the Hill. Little Boosie, shit.
Yeah, New Orleans is gonna be. You go in that bayou though. Yeah, that's when you really get to see them roots.
But
the roots of New Orleans.
I saw that. A lot of people go down there and pay for those, like you say, them swamp. What they call an expedition or something.
Yeah.
Like, take you through there.
But everybody don't want to do that.
Everybody ain't looking at that.
Why not?
I mean, I can look at it from afar. I can't swim, so get me out on some water.
Like water boy. Ever since I seen that movie, I always
want to
be on them boats.
You
hover.
Big ass fan on
the back. Hell. Hover with them.
Let that bitch ride, goddamn. Let go.
Oh, the hover boat.
Oh, that bitch up. Let go, goddamn.
I'm pretty sure you boot one of them things. They put you on them goddamn one that got the big ass inflatable shit on the bottom with big fans.
No, I don't want that one. I want the one with the hard bottom.
Big steel. You want
steel. Yeah, let ride, goddamn.
Y'all want
that right.
I don't know if y'all remember.
Yeah, Teddy, I'm with you.
I don't know if y'all remember.
I'm with you.
I don't know if y'all remember, but in the 90s,
get the hell
every
on.
Movie that had a chase scene on the wall.
They had one of the boats in the mission.
Y'all some just action junkies.
Hey, I'm with that shit, goddamn.
Louisiana might be a good spot.
You done told that nigga, open that bitch up, Billy.
I don't know if I want to be in the swamp during the summer. That might, you might have swamp ass. You come out to the swamp.
Oh, you gonna have swamp ass. It's gonna be hot as hell.
It's gonna be hot as shit. It's gonna be down than a motherfucker.
For real. All kind of swamp ass coming out of my
life. Yeah, I thought the Essence Festival. I thought they used to have some big ass concert down there doing. I thought it was the Essence Festival. Well, damn.
Yeah, they do have the Essence Festival down there.
But it is in New Orleans.
It's in New Orleans. Yeah, they do have it in New Orleans.
I thought it was during the summer. It would be dope.
It's something else they have down there, too.
During the summer?
Yeah.
I thought
it was the spring?
Either way.
It's another big event they have down there.
For Yeah. Well, you know, in Atlanta, they used to have all
them. Well, you know, Atlanta used to have FSO.
Yeah, they used to do it on my birthday.
They didn't bring that shit
back. I thought they still did. They don't do that no more?
No.
I thought they still did.
You heard no promotion. I know that promotion, that used to go stupid on the radio.
Well, people ain't listening to the radio like they used to.
Sisters only goddamn.
I can't tell you when the last time I listened to the radio.
Well, I mean, if you think about it, social media, though. They be done blasted all across social media. Like the radio station.
I remember Sister Only because it was my birthday weekend every year. And then when they started doing that in the West.
Then you know they had Luda Day weekend.
That was Labor Day. Well, you know they used to have a lot of festivals in
fact, they still had it. Sweet Auburn Fest, they still had it.
They used to have a few Atlanta Music Festival. That shit had got big at one point.
You know, the Alphabet Crew had their festival. Yeah, pretty much.
I'm just
saying. They had one every month.
Who?
Y'all can't be mad
because
they
felt
good
for every month. Man, goddamn, I ain't mad. It's just
too much entitlement. For most of it's too much entitlement. I have nothing against
it. I don't give a damn if they have festival or not.
Two of my closest. I mean, so. Two of my closest friends are stood, so. To each his own. Some of the motherfuckers are too entitled, Teddy. Let's just be honest. Some of the motherfuckers have too much entitlement.
I ain't even got bone.
Well, anywho.
So what is a couple places y'all gonna hit up by the end of the year?
That's all I wanna go to.
Well, I know.
I wanna go hit them tables.
Our anniversary. By anniversary, we're going to do a restaurant hop for like 4 or 5 days.
That's a good summer vacation.
We're going to do a restaurant hop. But then, the summer, we're going to flip it. We're going to do a restaurant hop, but it's going to be brunch. We're going to do a bunch of brunches. We're going to find restaurants that got brunch. We're just going to, because she'll be out for the summer break. So then we'll be able to do it like on a daily or every other day. Let's go here.
I want
to
try that too.
So we're going to do that. And then,
Have y'all made a list of where y'all want?
That's the thing, bro. We don't make no list, bro.
Y'all just find one.
We just searching.
Oh, so y'all just gonna find it?
Just search and go.
That's dope, though.
Instead of trying to plan it out, a lot of times we notice, like, since me and my wife been together, when we actually sit down and plan shit, shit don't work. Shit don't work. But when we be like, all right, that weekend, we gonna go out. What we gonna do? We'll figure it out. We're gonna go out.
Yeah.
And so, you know, the week go by, before you know it, I be done seen some, she'll be done seen some, like, ooh, let's try that. So then, boom, okay, we'll try that. So, like, we just gonna search and go. Like, a lot of the shit, like Teddy said, TikTok, a lot of that shit we got saved on TikTok. So we just gonna go back through and see what's what.
TikTok and
just,
Instagram, new encyclopedia, my nigga.
Yeah, it is.
YouTube.
It is.
Them three there, you can find anything.
Yeah. So we're gonna do that. We ain't really thought about no like exactly. Vacation spot for this summer because I know we got like
people still go to Myrtle Beach vacation. It's been so long since
we went twice last year.
It's been a while since I've been to Myrtle Beach.
Like we took our son one weekend and then like a month later, me and her went back for a weekend.
Myrtle Beach.
Yeah.
I ain't even been a minute.
See, we taking him.
But see, that one of them places I remember enjoying, though.
Yeah.
Just because, I don't know why, it ain't.
Yeah.
It ain't really nothing special, but it's
a good spot to get away and just.
Like, well, it was so chill.
Yeah.
And, like, we could go out on the back of the ocean right here, the strip right there. It was just perfect.
We got a AAU tournament in Tennessee in June. But we're going to turn that into a trip for the boys,
okay.
Like for the team. So outside of the tournament, like once the tournament is over, like we're going to go have some fun and do some stuff while we're up there.
Yeah.
So that's one vacation trip, you know, for the summer. But we ain't really thought about it because I know we want to do something in July. Like we try to do a vacation June and July. So like we do one where it's all three of us. Where we take him, and then we do one where it's just me and her.
Yeah, you gotta do that.
Yeah, absolutely. But we always do the family one first.
One thing,
we always take him. first.
One thing children would do will fuck up a vacation, bro. They nag the shit out of it.
Shout out to my son, though. He
get tired telling somebody.
He ain't fucked up neither one hour. But see, he being so exposed to new shit, he
then at the same time he at that preteen stage.
Yeah, cause my boy be 13 in July.
Yeah, so. They just tired of your ass. You hear them? Yeah. They, you know.
So you give him his video game, his phone, TV. Yeah. You see, like this vacation, that's what we're gonna do. We're gonna let him take a video game. So that way,
I have to restrain taking my video game. When me and my wife go somewhere, I'll be like,
I don't ever take mine, bro.
I've never taken my card game.
Now we'll do that. We'll take like card games and shit. Me and her sit there and play card games and stuff.
I had a whole phase 10 in Cancun gone.
That's how you do it. Yeah. Crank that shit up. Man, I met all kind of new people in that. that shit be dope though. Yeah. Like we take them like them card games where you have like questions and stuff. Mm-hmm. Trivia questions. Like we got one where it's dealing with 90s music, 2000s music, 80s music, but they had like different trivia questions.
And that time you get a group of people together to try the digital version of Family Feud.
I think I did that.
Digital version, man, that shit dope.
I think we did that at my, brother's house.
The digital version, the digital shit dope. Mm-hmm. I like that shit. That's a good game to have when you got a group of folks, man. So you get a cabin or some shit.
Yeah.
Shit like
but
that.
See, I've never taken a video game. But now that you got it on my
mind. My hookah
on
everywhere.
My video game be like.
Oh, absolutely. It better.
See, my video game be like.
It better.
My, an attachment to me. So I'm like.
Period.
In the moments when I'm like, say it 2, 3 o'clock in the morning, ain't nothing going on. If I'm sitting doing nothing, I play the game. You feel me?
I can see that.
Yeah.
I can see that.
That'll just take me
out. Now I got a reason to take my game.
Right.
Appreciate you. Now I got a reason to take my game. Yeah. Good looking at.
Because when you on vacation somewhere.
Because a lot of times I just don't. A lot of times I don't sleep much.
Nah, you don't sleep that much. If I'm gone somewhere, I try to enjoy every goddamn second. Feel me? I don't want to go sleep.
I sat on the bathroom one night about 3 in the morning.
I be like that at home. Shit.
That cool breeze was feeling so good. Yeah.
We drove and had to drive down the bathroom
and
step out. Me and the fellas went.
See, I be on crazy shit like that.
Me and the fellas went to Murphy. 1 year, and we got there about 2-3 o'clock that morning. And me and a dollar a day, he's been on the show, a dollar a day, everybody. We get out on the bathroom, we call ourselves, we're gonna smoke blunt, watch the sunrise. Man, that goddamn sun was up by the time I was in my house. That bitch was hot. Straight up fell asleep out there. In the bathroom, bro.
So let me ask you this. This summer or next summer, if you chose to leave the country, what would it be?
That's a good question.
I'm going to Jamaica in September.
What part?
What is
the Montego Bay?
Okay, see, I can see when I was younger, I used to want to go to Scotland.
I still do.
I used to want to go with my brother. He went. It just scared me how many shots you gotta take before you go. I'm just saying, like, you gotta take a lot of goddamn shots, and I just ain't crazy about all these fucking shots. I hate getting shot, period. But it ain't all at one time, though. It's just making me go repeatedly 22 times. I don't know why, man. Like, I damn near had to crawl in there to get these vaccination shots. Shit, I don't even ain't with you sticking me and shit. Go to the doctor sick, and I'm sitting in the wife, like, go to the doctor. And you get to the doctor, you try to straighten up, because you know they're going to be like, all right, I'm going to give you this antibiotic. Show me your ass. So I can
shoot you in your ass.
I try to straighten up. I'm like, but I think I'm feeling better. You know what I mean? I think I'm doing good. Now, I can't take no aspirin.
I would like to go to Australia.
Australia.
Yeah, you know, I have a cousin went to Australia.
I would like to go down to their flight.
How long the flight
is? They say it's 23.
Shit, that's whole day.
23 hours.
Woo!
TJ.
I do want to go back to Mexico, to Tulum.
Tulum. Mm-hmm.
Tulum.
Tulum, Mexico.
Nice.
I just want to go to the little gym down there.
Just don't cross over to the goddamn river. See your ass back in parks.
Hey, the cartel real down there.
Cartel is not. You better respect that shit.
You ain't get kidnapped down there. Your ass is gone.
Yeah, you dead.
You get on, partner.
Yeah.
Ransom my ass. Yeah,
you dead. It's over with.
But yeah, I like something like the Caribbean and shit. That type of vibe.
See, I'm off from. I got Venice on the list. I got Morocco on the list. I got Greece on the list. I got Rome on the list.
Put Ibiza on there. You ever seen pictures of Ibiza? That shit fucking beautiful, boy.
Egypt.
You'll think they scripted the way they put them pictures of Ibiza on there. That shit don't even look like it could be real. But yeah, that's some Rio de Janeiro shit like that. You okay?
Yeah, I'm good. I just received a text of a thought. Y'all remember the thought I was talking about before we started recording about taking it on the road and shit? So tell me why you just hit me up talking about this could be a good thing. Shit, a tour. Come on with it.
Okay, manifestation.
Yeah, we're gonna manifest that. April 30th, people. It's going down. High Hell Comedy Show.
Do some good ideas for the summer. Go somewhere and do something. Enjoy
it. Real quick, if it's not like if you want to go vacay in the summer, but you don't want to do nothing like beach, you want to go sightseeing, some places I recommend like St. Louis. St. Louis.
Be careful now because you can turn down the
street. Go to the area where you are visiting the St. Louis Arc.
Visiting
the St. Louis Arc, you stay in that area. There's a tour that they give.
Unless you with somebody. City area.
Washington D.C.
is
another good one. That was on that list.
Plan ahead. Man, why you playing?
I've never been to Washington. Austin. I got robbed. When I was supposed to be in Washington like every other child in middle school, I got robbed.
How you got robbed?
They wouldn't let me go.
Why?
Because I went to the office like 3 times straight in one day. No, that wasn't my fault. The first one was on me. The other two was just a mean ass lady.
Because I don't like it type shit.
Yeah.
I almost got caught up like that.
I coughed, and one time she sent me to the office. I fucking coughed. The second time I got up to throw a piece of paper away and show off my pencil, and she sent me to the office. So I was just like, all that goddamn money we've been saving for me to go. That's all right. I had a good time while they was in Washington anyway. Yeah, I got robbed today. I want to. I
DC.
Just want to go sightseeing. That's all
yeah,
I
do. Yeah, D.C. would be a dope spot to do a tour.
Plus, I heard that was Chocolate City. There's a lot of black people in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, right down the street from the hood.
Yeah, ain't White House like in the middle of the ghetto, man.
They dope.
How the fuck did that happen?
You literally turn one way, you going to the hood, turn the way.
No, I heard
the
White House.
You going to the White House.
I didn't know that.
Austin is not a bad place.
That actually made sense. Because, you know, they say the blues was in Nashville, too. Yeah. And, you know, we came up with the blues. So that made sense like motherfucker. But I didn't
country
know.
Blues is why country music exists.
I mean, all the music forms were made basically by us. Like rock and roll made by black men. Country music was made by black men. That's a whole nother idea. I'm not discussing.
But those are some dope spots to visit, man. I hear
Old National. Go to Old National for the summer.
No, you don't.
Don't go there,
go
people.
Go to Old Nat.
People, don't go there.
Go to Old Nat Hill.
Don't go there. Austin is not a bad place. Austin, Texas, it's not a bad place.
E-Perm.
Go look.
East Perm.
Don't listen to that man send y'all to the trap. Don't go
SWAT.
There. Y'all hear the song, Bless the Trap. We ain't trying to do that right
Lennon
now.
Lennon Square. One day all the children out of school, you're going to get wrong.
Real quick.
Greenbrier. I don't even think they got Greenbrier.
Now, if you want to get historical,
go to the MLK.
then you want to hit spots like North Carolina, West Virginia.
You go to MLK soon.
Yeah, you go to
MLK soon. I tell
people
go there every summer. Just because you need to go there for something.
Matter of fact, there's a plantation I want to go see in Louisiana where they have like they still got the slave houses up.
Oh, is that where they're at?
They still got the slave houses up. And stuff like that. Yeah, I wanna go see that.
You seen one plantation, you seen, you know what happened at all. I'm good.
No. All of them ain't the same, bro. All of them ain't the same. But I definitely wanna go see that one. And it's actually one here in Georgia too. Down in South Georgia that I wanna go see.
Well, them some good ideas. A lot of summer vacation gonna be happening this year. I think a lot more summer vacation gonna be going on. Cause like I said, yeah, people starting to get out
people
more.
People getting back out in these streets.
People doing more things. Couple night place to go to. Las Vegas is on my list. I'm coming, Blackjack Table. God damn it, I'm coming.
I'm coming.
By that time though, we
rabbits out the hats this summer.
The who?
Rabbits out the hat this summer, but I'm trying to pull them. Trying to do all kind of shit.
Why that nigga threw so many slangs at me just then? He got
lost. Pull some rabbits out the hat this summer, baby.
Anyway, by that time, we shout out social media. Ted's going in here with
you. You can find Teddy Smoke Shop at Teddy_Smoke_Shop. That's on Facebook and Instagram. You can find Body Honey by Teddy. That's on,
She going so fast.
You can find Body Honey by Teddy at Body Honey by Teddy. That's on Instagram and Facebook.
Boom. There it is. As always, find us at DDSA Podcast on Instagram. Hit us up, we follow, comment, hit me up at Showsblade2. Check my brand page out at RealXIgno on Instagram, shirts, all type of shit going on there. Cool, hit me with
yeah, you already know, man. It's Crunch Cuz, man. L Boogie, comedian L Boogie, Facebook, IG, and Twitter. April 30th, if you ain't got your damn tickets, you finna miss out on some ha-ha hell comedy show going on. About to be some stupid shit going on this motherfucker right here.
Yes, sir.
So I'm telling you now, if you ain't got your ticket, you need to go on and get your ticket.
Will they be serving drinks?
From my understanding, drinks and food.
Is Hibachi Joe going to be Hibachi-ing?
I don't know.
Hibachi-ing, is that a word?
I like it, though. I like it.
It's a dope ass word.
It really
think
is.
About it.
It really is. You gonna
I was
hibachi
in the kitchen, Hibachi-ing?
Hell no.
You gonna be Hibachi-ing today?
Hibachi.
Yeah. Boy, if you're going to be Hibachi in the day, then I'm going to come grab a plate.
That sounds like playing for the 30th.
April 30th. Like, yep.
Everybody go check that out. Shout out to the bros at the Coasters and Air Trade Podcast. They're coming up on their 100th episode. So go to the Instagram page, check them out. That should be coming in like a little week or so. Check them out. They doing something special for their 100th episode. They're doing like a call-in. You know, I'm going to call in and fuck with them for a couple of minutes. Fuck out for a minute. Check out the DSA Podcast Season 2 and Season 3 playlists on iTunes. Continue checking the podcast out on all major streaming platforms. That's all the major streaming platforms. And if all hearts and minds are cooked, anything else?
Yep, April 30th.
Damn, there it is. One more time.
Get your April damn 30th. Tickets. Because you don't want to miss this shit.
$40 early bird ticket.
$4.
You into the
$4. How you say it,
$40.
It'll be a well spent $40.
Yes, live, man. Y'all come on out. Support your boy, man. Support the comedian, man. We're trying to do something big. Trying to start something different.
Hey.
Yes, loud.
That means it, man. This is the DSA Podcast, and we are out.
Jet Taylor.